Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your wonderful word that says, as your children, you have called us out of this world to follow you. And I thank you for your wonderful word. It says that as we follow you, as we continue in you, we know the truth, and the truth will set us free. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 4, verse 38 to 39. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus went home with Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a high fever, and the family asked Jesus to help her. He bent over her and spoke harshly to the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and served them.
Hallelujah. What I've just been blessed with is yesterday's reading and today's reading. We see here the demon speaking. Have you come to destroy us? Now we know Jesus came to seek and to save, but he came to destroy the evil in us and in the world. Amen. He came to seek and save, and he came to destroy the evil one. And so it says so beautifully, we are called to follow him, and to follow him is to continue with him, believing, knowing the truth, believing the truth, and the truth sets us free. So what blessed me this morning is just seeing here is Jesus speaks harshly, and the demon says, you are the Holy One of God. Jesus says, silence, speaking harshly to the demon, come out of him. And the demon threw the man down before them, then came out of him without harming him. And they were shaking and saying, what kind of word is this? He commands even the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they leave. And this morning again, we see here where Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help, and he bent over and spoke harshly to the fever, and it left her. And yeah, so that's such an important truth, guys. We know the word says that God gives grace, and grace is his sufficiency. It says when Paul was praying because of care, problems, thorns in the flesh, testing, squeezings. And he said to Paul, and he says to all of us, my grace is your sufficiency. So grace is God's sufficiency. It's his provision for the darkness, for the problem, for the lie. And then he goes further in James, and he says, so submit to God, amen, and resist the devil, and he will flee. And so here we see, you know, there is godly activity. Godly is God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is here with us, and the angels, but there's also demonic activity, and we need to always be subject to the truth, subject to God's leading, subject to his love, babes to evil, wise to what is good. But here we see we've got to resist the evil, and we can speak harshly to it, and then thank God for the provision, for the goodness that follows, because darkness flees from light. So put the light on and the darkness must flee. It's a short testimony. You know, when my son got caught up in the war on the front line with a death sentence of I don't believe it is a death sentence, because I believed I would pray him right through that, because God is bigger. But then it was a wonderful day when the commander just came to him and says that your contract has been terminated, you must go home. He didn't want to go home, but his mate said to him, listen, we don't want to be here. You know, we could go home, we would love it. So this is not your war, you must go home. And so he took their advice and he came. And so I was rejoicing, you know, that this could have been a death sentence, but with God, praise God, he's got his people and he watches over his word to perform. So I was rejoicing. But when he got to the recruiting place, he found out they had no money. He had no money to fly out. And then they tried to recruit him again. And, you know, when I heard this, I was angry. I was angry with it. And I knew it's a devil, because God has come through powerfully. And now it's demonic activity. And I remember speaking harshly. I said, get behind me, Satan. And thank you, Lord, for coming through speedily, because I knew it needed to happen speedily. And praise God, God took even one of the commanders that even tried to recruit him, actually said to him, listen, you need to get out of this country right now. and then put him on an Uber and send him to the airport. And then he contacted his army mates that he was with, and they put money together and bought a plane ticket to get home. So guys, here's an example of encouragement, you know. Stand fast in your God. You've got a good God. Your sins and darkness has been taken away so you can be back with your God and you can be in tune with him, in tune with the family. It's the greatest spiritual blessing is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and their teachings and their truth that we need to stand on. And then it brings you into the boundary lines of beauty. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed us to preach the good news, set free the captives, and be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, sharing this gospel, the good news of salvation that has come to all mankind. So stand fast in your God, resist the devil, and you will see him flee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.